day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too.
It is the Monday, February the 13th Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends and your friends, Roberta Fasanelli, who's the queen of cheap, contributes a lot of basic research every day to your day. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. As we begin this day, you think of Monday, and you kind of crawl. Today is an inch-by-inch day. Monday is an inch-by-inch day. Maybe by Thursday, it'll be foot-by-foot, or Wednesday, foot-by-foot. Then Friday, it's yard-by-yard.
Yep.
You're wanting to get out.
Leaps and bounds.
Yeah, it really changes a lot. But today, inch by inch by inch by inch. And so when you're thinking, as I do a lot, about your success, it isn't something. Monday's success comes at a greater toll than Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday's success. But you still have it. You have to think about what you're going to do to get things done. You have things you want to get done today. What's the thing today, Roberta, you want to get done? What problem do you want to solve? What bridge do you want to cross? What gap do you have to fill?
Right now, I'm just trying not to throw up.
Oh, perfect.
Just get down to the moment. Live in the moment.
Right. So you had a cup of coffee, which certainly will help your stomach a lot.
Well, I think I got a touch of the flu. Everything is achy and a little nauseous. So actually, I switched to ginger tea now, and it's going down a lot better.
Put something over your microphone so you don't get the rest of us sick.
Yeah, that's much better. All right. So, Richie, what problem, what bridge, what gap do you have to somehow or other transcend today?
My immediate problem is that I stayed up till 11:30 watching whole Grammys telecast.
Me too. I stayed up till the Beach Boys were.
Whole thing, man. And the first time in years I've watched the whole show. And then you know, when that little alarm goes off at 3:40, you're like, oop, hello.
Ding, 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 ding.
So that'll be the biggest problem today, is trying to get through the lack of sleep. Other than that, I'm just busy. I've got a lot to do this week.
That's good. He's good.
How, I mean, we all watched at least a little bit of the Grammys last night, and I was really pleasantly surprised to not feel old and out of touch.
I don't agree. I did feel old.
Did you really?
And out of touch.
Oh,
I did too. I was annoyed by the fact that there was no real hype for the Beach Boys at the beginning. LL Cool J never mentioned their name once in the entire broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Seacrest came on and introduced them. I thought he did a good job. And he'd probably be a pretty good host of the Grammys, in fact. They ought to probably look at him. He's everywhere else.
I thought LL Cool J did a great job.
Oh, he's a great. I think he's a wonderful. I said this earlier. He's a parent of a child at my daughter's school. Everybody loves him. He's very approachable. Comes to school all the time with his daughter, brings her to school, does all the things that they want, you know, fundraisers and that sort of thing. Wonderful guy. I just, you know, how much of it was scripted, how much of it was, why wouldn't they? I mean,
it's not
fully
like
half of the audience, and the whole audience at the Grammys in the Staples Center, they were thrilled by the Beach Boys presentation.
It was big on Twitter, too. There was a lot of younger people thought that Beach Boys was a cool thing.
It was great.
Yeah.
But there wasn't enough forward promotion, I didn't think. I mean, that's a radio television kind of thing that we talk about when we're forward promoting things. For example, Dr. Pam Popper, who is from the Wellness Forum in Columbus, will be here with us in just a moment on Good Day.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does, too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. When prohibited. Open legal residents of the U.S., U.K., and Canada. Excluding baggage. No. Ends 2/29/12 for rules at ConstantContact.com.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs.
Are
you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
And your number for us here is 800-510-8255. No matter what's going on, you want to be heard or you want to pass a comment along, help yourself. You can follow us on Facebook at Good Day Show. Same at Twitter. Go to DougStephan.com. Send email to me, Doug@DougStephan.com. A lot of people comment because they find Dr. Pam Popper to be provocative, interesting, intellectual, stimulating. Well, I can, you know, I can. Wait, how heavy you want me to lay it on, Pam? Is that enough? Or maybe...
I think it's incredible. I need to hire you as my PR guy.
There you go. Right. But you're going to have to give me a free meal in Columbus in the next couple of weeks.
Well, listen, you're welcome to eat free at our place anytime.
Thank you. And it's good stuff. But no. I want you to, you're going to put me through the sweats at the yoga thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're all about the fitness, not just the food, but the fitness too.
That's right. You know, one of the things that we talked about when we first got together was forks over knives.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody sent me an email who follows you and who follows you here and follows me about the basis that the fork over knives thing supposedly is the basis for the Whole Foods Wellness Program. Is that true? The CFO of Whole Foods was, I guess, the people at the top. We're trying to take it back to its roots. Is that, do you think that's true?
Well, I think that what happened was the CEO of Whole Foods, long before there was a forks over knives, actually read the China study, read Dr. McDougall's work, read a lot of the materials developed by the people who are in the film, and the science is very convincing.
By the way, let me just tell the audience, Forks Over Knives is a film that came out last year that basically underscores the importance of what you eat, how you eat it, where it comes from, the basic building blocks of eating and living, I think. Is that a good summary?
Right, and it's becoming more popular.
Yeah.
I found out over the weekend we've sold 160,000 books, and it's been ranked, the DVD's been ranked on Netflix 250,000 times, which
great.
Is pretty amazing, a year later.
Great.
But I think the science was convincing, and of course the interest that Whole Foods has in this whole concept is, first of all, it's known for being a company that cares about its employees, and the mm-hmm. second thing is there's no question that you can lower health insurance costs when you help people get rid of their diseases. And I think that's one of the areas. You know, a lot of people will disagree with us on some of these points in the film, but the bottom line is nobody's coming forth and saying, listen, we're using this other program and we can show you that it also reverses diabetes. It also reverses hypertension. We just don't see that evidence for the contrarians out there. So it's a pretty convincing case, and not only is Whole Foods embracing this as a way to improve the lives of their people and lower their health insurance costs, but so are a whole lot of other companies these days.
All right, so why don't you, Forks Over Knives is a movie. There's a book based on it. Now, how do you get it? You can download it at some...
It's on Netflix.
You can stream it on Netflix. You can buy it on Amazon. And then, well, I guess one of the things that just still makes me kind of excited is when I'm strolling through stores like, you know, chain stores, Meijer and some of those, and I see there's the Forks Over Knives book. There's the Forks Over Knives DVD. So it's even in the mainstream stores.
Well, I was going to say, isn't that sort of a feather in the cap of the movement? If this sort of thing is available there?
When
I wonder,
I'm so silly about it still, I take pictures with my cell phone and send to my Facebook page, and you know, I guess I'm not over being delighted about it at all.
All right, so Richie, why don't we should repurpose this on our Facebook page as well, the connection to Forks Over Knives.
Sure.
Fork Over Knives. I actually think I ought to put it on my farm website as well. So there you go. Check that out. It is just, there's so much material around now. What's the story with Rip? Is it Essatin?
Esselstyn.
Say it again.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah,
Esselstyn.
Yeah, what's the scoop with him?
Well, first of all, his very famous father is one of the stars of Forks Over Knives, and his pioneering research on heart disease and reversing heart disease. He's run the longest-term study ever on the effects of the diet. But Rip wrote a great book called The Engine 2 Diet, and he's involved with Whole Foods. There's a product line available at Whole Foods with his name on it. So and I'll tell you what I love about Rip. You know, there's a certain population of people that relate to other people. I mean, Rip is a guy's guy. He used to be a professional athlete, and he's sort of a strong man kind of guy. And I think that's a great image for some guys to look at. They're maybe more inclined to listen to Rip than they are to me.
Well, but he goes against the protein diets, the meat diets.
Right, as an athlete.
Because he's a plant eater.
Yeah, well, and there's a growing movement there, too. There's a website that somebody just turned me on to I hadn't seen before. It's called veganbodybuilding.com.
Really?
And yeah, and it shows all of these plant-based athletes. I'm talking some of the strongest, most gorgeous bodies you've ever seen, engaged in everything from Ironman competitions to powerlifting, et cetera, and all doing it on a plant-based diet. And, of course, one thing that's really important about it, if you're looking at this from an athletic standpoint, is that we know that you can recover faster on this diet. If you can recover faster, you work out more. If you work out more, you're more competitive. And that's what 100% of all athletes who practice this diet have told me.
All right, wait a minute.
Their competitive edge.
Now, the bodybuilders, you said they were gorgeous. Are these men or women?
Both.
Both.
I mean, but you can't help but admire the physique, you know, on for both genders.
Really? I was just wondering whether you had to...
You should visit there. It's amazing. I would love to aspire to look like some of those people.
There you go. Well, listen, it's just a forkful away, isn't it? In a sense?
Actually, that's a great saying.
All right, there you go.
I like it.
You can steal it from me, and as long as you give me a little credit anyway.
Well, I try to give credit where credit's due.
I know you do, and we appreciate your having us on the wellnessforum.org. Is it .org or .com?
.com.
All right.
.com.
Pam Popper.
Right on the front page there.
I know. It's perfect. You and I together. Ain't that sweet? Pam Popper here on Good Day.
Gentlemen, Tuesday, it is Valentine's Day. And if you have love in your heart, you would do well to put some Godiva in her hands. But you have only a few days left to pick up any number of extraordinary Godiva Belgian chocolates. Or, may I suggest, some luscious hand-dipped chocolate strawberries? After all, when it comes to affairs of the heart, as we all know, nothing works like Godiva.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Gentlemen, Tuesday, it is Valentine's Day. And if you have love in your heart, you would do well to put some Godiva in her hands. But you have only a few days left to pick up any number of extraordinary Godiva Belgian chocolates. Or, may I suggest, some luscious hand-dipped chocolate strawberries? After all, when it comes to affairs of the heart, as we all know, nothing works like Godiva.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, like everybody else, we're on to Whitney Houston with a couple of different twists in the road. 800-510-8255. This was a test, Richie. I don't be too inside in the radio game, but there were stations who were prepared and stations who were not.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw that the night that radio became irrelevant, Saturday night, for a lot of people over the weekend, radio stations are on autopilot. I was reading a commentary from one of our colleagues who listened to streams of a lot of radio stations with lots of different formats and lots of different ownerships, and it was big and small, and there were, out of 100 stations you listened to, there were only 12 that were on to the passing of Whitney Houston. The rest of them were all just, and that's what is the problem. Especially with music radio, all the stuff that's canned on all of these stations.
The DJ comes in on Thursday and records all of the weekend intros and outros, and then they suck it all up into the computer and boom, hit play.
Yeah. Whitney Houston bounced between a couple of different types of songs. Those that had been hits for somebody else and seemed untouchable, and those that seemingly became hits only because she was the one who was singing them, and I think this may be one of them. We're reviewing some of Whitney Houston's big songs here and there. A lot of times on this program at this point in the hour, we're playing some musical tunes, a connection. Musical tunes is an exclusive. What is that? Redundant. We have little musical hooks for conversations. This song, All the Man That I Need, was number one during February of 1991. This one may be, the next one here, may be one of the real signature songs. This song was number one for 14 weeks in late 1992, early 1993. Didn't this come from The Bodyguard, the movie?
I think you're right. Yes.
Kevin Costner. So that was 20 years ago. She was 28 when she recorded this. Crank this up, Richard. Hear how she makes it work. Actually, there were two singles from the Bodyguard soundtrack. The other one was I'm Every Woman, which, again, made you do, if you did nothing else, you danced. You moved when this song was played, or is played, actually. I think this is quintessential Whitney Houston, in fact. And she married Bobby Brown, and her life went into the bucket. Here's a song that she sang with him when she first got together with him. Something in Common. It did never make it into the charts. That's got to tell you something about him and her connection. him. This is when she really gets seriously in trouble with drugs, isn't it, Richie?
I would blame him for her downfall more than I would blame
him. But their choices, you know.
Sure. Hey, man, it takes two to tango, but yeah. It seems like she really went down.
Went down after this.
Yeah.
Right, yep. From Waiting to Exhale, another soundtrack song called Exhale, which went number one. There comes a point when not my favorite.
The Shoop Shoop song.
Yeah, this is the Shoop
Big hit.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it is big. Not my favorite. Whitney Houston had 10 more top 40 singles. This was her last number one from December of 1995. She did a song with Faith Evans and Kelly Price, Heartbreak Hotel. This is not the Elvis song. From March of 99. Richie, I think you got a little snippet of that there.
Yeah, it says it's right here.
Yeah, that sounded like it just sort of blended into the Shoop Shoop song. Then there was the Star Spangled Banner, which got everybody warmed up.
This thing is probably the best version ever sung of this song.
Yeah, many people will tell you. Sang Banner, right, too. 28
Fanbruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fanbruary. That's right. Fanbruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. What we're prohibited. Open legal residence in the U.S., UK, Canada. And 229 rules is ConstantContact.com.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So, to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What up here?
Sit down on the porch. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you. And
are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff, that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Just 33 after the hour, by the way. Hello. Before I get into stream of consciousness, I ought to tell you what's going on here. The Good Day program for Monday. Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steph, and Jennifer Zoff back tomorrow. Bobby Brown, B-O-B-B-I, the daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, seems to be taking her mother's death the hardest. Beverly Hills police say that an ambulance was called to the Beverly Hilton Hotel where she stayed with her mother in response to concern about her health. She is suffering from anxiety. Press release suggested that she was transported to the hospital and then has been, she released her, is about to be released or something like that. But I think this is just indicative. Bobby Brown has been all over, the former husband and father of this young lady, telling everybody that they're going to get through it as a family.
Yeah. Great family guy, Bobby Brown, is.
Yeah, right. Thanks. Pardon us for not being too responsive to you and the various other people. Interesting that Dionne Warwick tried to get in the hospital to see her, and the police wouldn't let her in. So she is described as having been her mother's caretaker. Think about that. Imagine you have two daughters, Roberta.
Right.
And one of them is a little older than Bobby. And
10 years
is a little
apart.
Younger, yeah. But she basically, for the last 10 years, was the adult in the relationship, says Dr. Drew.
That's tough on a kid.
Oh, my God.
Because she's, what, 18? So this has been going on since she was 8 through her teen
years?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. Apparently she has some singing ability, Bobby. But anyway, they've recorded a couple of songs together. They were very close. There are pictures that are in the National Enquirer that show this young lady snorting cocaine. At least that was what the Enquirer said. I don't know. What do you think? 800-510-8255. It's so exasperating, this drug culture that we have in our country and in the world. So exasperating. And it's one of the things that Judge Andrew Napolitano deals with. This is the other thing. This may be, for my money, this may be other than some of the things that's certainly being talked about with regard to Whitney Houston and you know, the entertainment side of our focus, the political side of our lives needs a shakeup, a really serious shakeup. This is not about me sticking out my chest. I say this from time to time when I feel like I'm exonerated, because most of the time I'm the only guy on the block who's saying what I'm saying, even though my feeling is most of you, when I say things, say, oh, yeah, I agree with that. Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking. And so when I ask questions like the guys on the board of trustees, Richie, at Heidelberg, always say to me, I'm the only one who'll ask a question that everybody else is thinking, whether that's because I'm silly or foolish or don't know when to keep my mouth shut or whatever. That's the way I am. And perhaps that's what makes what is said on this program mm-hmm. of value. So, and there are original thoughts for sure that come out of my mouth. And then I hear things that other people say and I think, yeah, that makes sense. So that I don't stand alone when it comes to my discussion of party politics and the major parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, I would like you to listen the next 4 minutes. If you're driving, turn the radio up a little bit. Roberta, you've not heard this before. Richie's heard mm-hmm. it once before. I think I've heard it four times now. And we'll try to get Judge Napolitano on the program to talk about what he said yesterday on Fox. Now, also keep in mind that after this aired, this is a conspiracy story.
This is where Doug gets the black helicopters going.
Right. Fox announced that they were dropping the Napolitano show. They dropped two or three other programs, apparently. They're in their weekend lineup and have replaced them with Lou Dobbs. But having said that, you'll understand why I think there may be an element of conspiratorial credibility when you listen to Judge Napolitano pose some very interesting questions here.
What if the two-party system was actually a mechanism used to limit so-called public opinion? What if there were more than two sides to every issue, but the two parties wanted to box you into a corner, one of their corners? What if there's no such thing as public opinion, because every thinking person has opinions that are uniquely his own? What if what we call public opinion was just a manufactured narrative that makes it easier to convince people that if their views are different, then there's something wrong with that, or there's something wrong with them? What if the whole purpose of the Democratic and Republican parties was not to expand voters' choices, but to limit them? What if the widely perceived differences between the two parties was just an illusion? What if the heart of the government policy remains the same, no matter who's in the White House? What if the heart of government policy remains the same no matter what the people want? What if those vaunted differences between Democrat and Republican were actually just minor disagreements? What if both parties just want power and are willing to have young people fight meaningless wars in order to enhance that power? What if both parties continue to fight the war on drugs just to give bureaucrats and cops bigger budgets and more jobs? What if government policies didn't change when government leaders did? What if no matter who won an election, government stayed the same? What if government was really a revolving door for political hacks bent on exploiting the people once they're in charge? What if both parties supported welfare, war, debt, bailouts, and big government? What if the rhetoric that candidates displayed on the campaign trail was dumped after electoral victory? What if Barack Obama campaigned as an anti-war, pro-civil liberties candidate and then waged senseless wars while assaulting your rights that the Constitution is supposed to protect? What if George W. Bush campaigned on a platform of non-intervention and small government and then waged a foreign policy of muscular military intervention and a domestic policy of vast government borrowing and growth? What if Bill Clinton declared that the era of big government was over, but actually just convince Republicans like Newt Gingrich that they can get what they want out of big government, too? What if the Republicans went along with it? What if Ronald Reagan spent 6 years running for president, promising to shrink the government, but then the government grew while he was in the White House? What if, notwithstanding Reagan's ideas and cheerfulness and libertarian rhetoric, there really was no Reagan revolution at all? What if all this is happening again? What if Rick Santorum is being embraced by voters who want small government, even though Senator Santorum voted for the Patriot Act, for an expansion of Medicare, and for raising the debt ceiling by trillions of dollars? What if Mitt Romney is being embraced by voters who want anyone but Barack Obama, but they don't realize that Mitt Romney might as well be Barack Obama on everything from warfare to welfare. What if Ron Paul is being ignored by the media, not because, as it claims, he's unappealing or unelectable, but because he doesn't fit into the pre-manufactured public opinion mold used by the establishment to pigeonhole the electorate and create the so-called narrative that drives media coverage of elections? What if the biggest difference between most candidates was not substance, but style? What if those stylistic differences were packaged as substantive ones to reinforce the illusion of a difference between Democrats and Republicans? What if Mitt Romney wins and ends up continuing most of the same policies that Barack Obama promoted? What if Barack Obama's policies, too, are merely extensions of those from George W. Bush? What if a government that manipulated us could be fired? What if a government that lacked the true and knowing consent of the governed could be dismissed? What if it were possible to have a real game changer? What if we need a Ron Paul to preserve and protect our freedoms from the government? What if we can make elections matter again?
What do you think of that?
Wow.
Pretty powerful stuff, huh? I find it amazing. I was just looking at this stuff, how Fox says they dumped a bunch of programs and put a bunch of other programs there. It's still, what he says makes sense to me. It really does. You may comment if you wish. 800-510-8255. Richie, we're posting this or have already at
Facebook.
Yeah,
it's on our Facebook page if you want to watch it.
What do you think?
Send it around.
And then tell it, repurpose it and tell us what you think. By the way, today is the first ever World Radio Day. Richie, do we have that old... We were doing
World
a pretty good job of...
Radio Day.
Yeah, we had that reverb thing that would be fun back. World Radio Day. This is in acknowledgement of radio's importance in many parts of the world that don't exactly have Wi-Fi, broadband, or smartphones on every corner like we do in Europe does and parts of Asia. In many places, Africa especially, in some places in South America and in Asia, there are remote communities and very vulnerable people who don't get any information at all. The Chinese in the western part of China, nothing. There are a lot of people who are illiterate. A lot of parts of the world, have no education at all. There are a lot of people who are disabled, a lot of people who are poor. I'm talking about whole populations of whole civilizations, of whole countries, don't have any connection except to the world through radio. So I think it's kind of cool that World Radio Day is brought about to have us understand how important. I mean, it sounds self-serving for us to say, isn't it great to have access to radio? Or we have all these other means of communication. Ain't that swell? Yada, yada, yada. But the fact that this is available, and some people have these primitive radios, like the kind you used to see in the, if you go to the Goodwill store, Roberta.
No.
See those old radios?
With the tubes that take about three minutes to warm up.
Right, those are everywhere.
Yeah.
In Africa, everywhere. It's like the old planes, old buses, everything goes there because those people have nothing, no money. So I take my hat off to the people. I'm a radio guy. And have been since I was in high school. It's my one of the threads in my life. There are four threads in my life. Radio is one. The farm is one. My children are one. And my alma mater. But it's just amazing how these things kind of you wrap yourself around them. And we all have threads in our life. Roberta, you have, I'd say radio is a thread in your life. You've been on the radio since you were in your early 20s, right? I'm sure.
Actually, no, 19.
You were 19 when you first went on the air.
Yep.
See? Richie's a latecomer to radio.
When I was 33 or 4.
It's sort of all about your life is your children, your family, the radio stuff, and beer, right? Those are the things that are important to you in your life.
Beer's right up there, yeah.
Not necessarily in that order.
And the kids.
Yeah. Joe in Palm Springs. You wanted to comment on the Judge Napolitano audio. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air. Hi.
Good morning, guy.
Morning.
I really agree with him. I agree with him 100%, and I would go even further, because I'm very upset with our politicians. Since 1980, since Reagan, I am voting always against all incumbents, I like to throw them out, all of them, yeah. and always put new blood, because it was supposed to be a representation of the people, for the people, by the people. Go to Washington, I'm for term limits. Go there for a short time, go home. Because these politicians go there just to get rich. What I'm upset about is look at their network when they go to Washington and look at when they leave Washington. And the lobbyist is legal bribery.
Oh, yeah.
We need an overhaul of the government completely.
You know, I think you're 100% correct. I will tell you one thing, and this is not meant to hurt you. A lot of people would listen to your accent and discount you because they would think you're not a Native American, therefore you have no standing. That's not me. I'm just telling you, I can hear people listening right now saying, what is that guy now? He's not an American because there's so much ignorance.
Excuse me, I'm American by choice.
That's not me. I'm not criticizing you. I'm saying that's how ignorant some people are. That's part of the problem here.
I grew up in the communist system, and that's why I despise what these guys are trying to shove down our throat.
Yeah, it's just like it's like fascism. I'm with you 100%, sir. It is disgusting what's going on in our country, and I'm happy to have you respond, and anybody else who wants to. Again, you can hear it over and over again if you want to check out our Facebook page. It's the Good Day program at 12 before the hour.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Grandpa!
Hey,
there
he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Valentine's Day is only one day of the year, so it shouldn't be the only time when you focus on romance with your partner. Expert Dr. Ian Kerner says that instead you should enjoy date nights throughout the year to keep your intimacy strong.
While expensive presents and dinners are nice, they don't have to be a regular occurrence. Get creative and look for new ways to celebrate your relationship during the year. It can be as simple as taking a walk, going bowling, or cook a romantic meal together at home. You'll be saving money and that much closer to the bedroom.
This year, KY Brand is helping make it easier to plan a few hours alone with your partner by offering new date night packs. These packs pair their intimacy enhancement products with a $10 off voucher for movie tickets for two from moviephone.com.
For more information on the date night packs and to get more date night ideas and tips, visit Couples Place, KY Brand's page on Facebook.
You can find KY Brand date night packs at drug, food, and mass retailers nationwide. For more information, visit Couples Place at facebook.com/kycouples.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun, fizzy flavors kids love. Find us near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Houston again from the movie The Bodyguard, Whitney's biggest hit, number one for 14 weeks in 1992, making it the longest running number one single from a soundtrack album ever in the history of the movies. And this is Movie Moments on Good Day with Chuck Curry, the author of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond. He's here to discuss how the weekend box office turned out. I'll tell you, lots of people went to see Star Wars. I was in the theater, kids, and more kids. I went to see The Vow, and I was the only guy in the theater, and that was looked like it would be a pretty successful movie. I saw Safe House, thought it delivered exactly what it was supposed to, and then, Chucker, you'll laugh. I went to see Katherine Heigl in One for the Money, which was just, you know, it's kind of like how to spend an hour and a half if you don't have anything else better to do.
I went to see The Vow. I went to see Star Wars and Phantom Menace in 3D with my daughter. And I sponsored a revival showing at the local community theater of the 1987 movie, The Princess Bride.
Did you?
Great movie. Which was a lot of fun. I had about 45 people showed up.
Yeah.
I spoke for around 15 minutes before the film started. I got a huge ovation, and it was really good for my ego. So I really liked it.
Good for you, Chucker. That's nothing wrong with that.
He's not dead. He's just partially dead.
No. All right, we'll have some movie news, too, in a moment. So stand by for how your favorite movie sort of fared over the weekend, and also we have some movie news. It's 5 before the hour. Chuckers here in a moment on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
All right, let's see if I can guess without knowing. I did not look this up, Chucker, so I don't know for sure. I'm guessing that the weekend box office would be a close match between Safe House and Star Wars. Am I right? Or the Vow's
in there. You're right with one. You know, believe it or not, it was actually a great weekend at the box office. Four films made over $20 million at the box office. That hasn't happened in quite some time.
Yeah.
The Vow, the romantic drama, number one, overachieving, $41.7 million.
Wow.
I saw it. I got to admit, I liked it. It's what you close it. This is a totally critic-proof film.
Yeah.
When you have, in my audience, 75 women screaming at the screen every time Channing Tatum took his shirt off, you know it's critic-proof.
I like the chemistry between the two of them was good.
I do, too.
Although there's an interesting video floating around the Internet. My new focus on this guy, good day, Gina Carano, and her talking about kissing Channing Tatum in the movie. Apparently, the two of them had some chemistry off the air.
Really? Oh,
he's everywhere. Richie and I were talking about this earlier. He's every time you turn around, he's in
the
movie.
The place.
This kid.
You know, I will say one thing. Obviously, he's not a great actor, but I will say one thing. In this film, he's very likable. He is very likable. And that's why he'll continue to get cast. Number two is a Denzel Washington, Ryan Reynolds action thriller, Safe House. Another movie overperforming, $39.3 million in business.
Wow.
That's a great opening. Journey 2, The Mysterious Island, Mystery Island with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, a solid $27 million opening. Star Wars Phantom Menace 3D, $23 million. For a re-release, that's pretty good. It plays four.
I mean, when you think about it, how much did it cost him to put in 3D? A couple of million bucks?
I don't know. You know, the post-conversion, they took about a year to post-convert it into 3D. That probably cost about six or seven.
Wow. Still, the rest of it's all money in his pocket, right?
Absolutely. I mean, overseas. He'll net, before all is said and done, he'll probably pocket $25, $30 million, which
wow.
It's not bad. Chronicle Place, the fifth, $12.5, $40 million. I love that movie. Well worth seeing. Women in Black. The Gray, another terrific film. Big Miracle, which has been a big box office disappointment.
Yeah.
Just $13 million in 2 weeks. The Descendants and Underworld round out the top 10.
Wait a minute, where's Haywire?
That's been out of the top 10 since almost week two.
Oh, come on, Chuck.
That's not done well. Hasn't done well.
All right, so there it is, the report you've been waiting for from Chuck Curry about what happened at the box office this weekend. For all those of you who went and enjoyed some good movies this weekend, good for you. 59 past the hour on Good.